Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. As terrorist rockets continue to be fired toward Israel, the Israelis continue firing back. Israeli aircraft bombing the Hamas stronghold of Gaza City, responding to Saturday's barbaric attack on Israeli civilians. Correspondent Joseph Fetterman says things are getting desperate for civilians in Gaza, where the terrorists have set up shop.
So what we see now, and what we will see in the coming days, are shortages of food, of fuel, electricity, and so forth. You also see people fleeing their homes, close to 10%, nearly 200,000 people, about 10% of Gaza's entire population, have been displaced and forced to flee their homes. They're staying either with relatives or in UN shelters that have been set up.
Additional American military aid has already started arriving in the Jewish state. President Biden says the U.S. has Israel's back. Israel's intense bombing of Gaza comes ahead of an expected ground assault as Israel has called up 300,000 military reservists. The war has already claimed at least 2,200 lives, Israelis and Palestinians. Stalemated over a new House Speaker, the Republican majority scheduled to convene behind closed doors today, trying to reach a consensus. Take a vote.
Lawmakers say today's private ballots to replace ousted Speaker Kevin McCarthy could take a while. Two leading contenders, Majority Leader Steve Scalise and Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan, appear to be splitting the vote. McCarthy, who was openly ready to reclaim the gavel he just lost, told colleagues at a candidate forum late Tuesday not to put his name up for nomination.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Another powerful earthquake has shaken parts of western Afghanistan, where a quake on Saturday left more than 2,000 people dead. And like the Saturday Tembler, today's was a 6.3 magnitude earthquake. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The government is spying on you. No surprise, I know. But did you know the banks are helping them? And did you know that withdrawing your cash from the bank can be very risky? That's right. Let Swiss America educate you about this. Banks are now required to spy on us for the government, and they report any behavior they think is suspicious. You'll be shocked when you read The Secret War on Cash from Swiss America. This new war against cash is really a war against the Constitution, against all freedom-loving Americans. You must read The Secret War on Cash. Get your free copy by calling or texting 800-266-6082. That's 800-266-6082. This war on cash is growing daily, and it also includes all forms of digital money. So please, get and read The Secret War on Cash free by calling or texting right now at 800-266-6082. That's 800-266-6082. Message and data rates may apply.
Five. Finland says damage to an undersea natural gas pipeline to Estonia may have been deliberate and was probably caused by what is termed external activity.
Investigators are still trying to establish conclusively what caused the damage. Estonia's defense minister has said significant force was involved. Hanno Pevkur said evidence so far pointed towards mechanical impact or mechanical destruction. Norway's Seismological Institute has said it detected an explosive signal in the area of the leak. But a researcher there told the BBC this could have been caused by gas escaping a ruptured pipeline at pressure. Sabotage is the big fear.
The BBC's Danny Eberhardt. Russian officials seeking to fine a prominent human rights advocate on trial for criticizing the war in Ukraine, the latest step in a relentless crackdown. Oleg Orlov is with the human rights group Memorial. News and analysis, townhall.com. A star American athlete of the 1980s, sidelined by serious illness.
Olympic gymnastic champion Mary Lou Retton has pneumonia and is in intensive care in a Texas hospital. Her daughter, McKenny Kella, shared Retton's condition in an Instagram post. Retton was 16 years old when she became an icon of the U.S. Olympic movement during her gold medal winning performance at the 1984 Summer Games in Los Angeles. She became the first American woman to win the Olympic all-around title. Kelly says her 55-year-old mother is now fighting for her life and not able to breathe on her own. Her daughter started a fundraising campaign on Retton's behalf for medical expenses. Kelly wrote that Retton does not currently have medical insurance. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures up 96 points. NASDAQ futures, 68 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-838-4715 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-838-4715. That's 800-838-4715. What do you have to lose? Call 800-838-4715. Again, 800-838-4715.
Wendy's new breakfast 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles let you create your own delicious combo. Choose from a sausage biscuit, egg and cheese biscuit, small seasoned potatoes, and a medium hot coffee. But it's obvious which combo's the best. Sausage biscuit and small seasoned potatoes. Well, maybe it's the fresh cracked egg and cheese biscuit with a medium hot coffee. Or two savory sausage biscuits. Whichever you pick, you can't go wrong. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Single item at regular price.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Ayland. A former state Supreme Court justice weighs in on impeaching the newest Wisconsin Supreme Court justice.
Former Justice David Prosser is advising against an attempt to impeach Janet Protasiewicz. According to the Associated Press, Prosser sent Assembly Speaker Robin Voss an email on Friday. He wrote, "Impeachment is so serious, severe, and rare that it should not be considered unless the subject has committed a crime or has committed indisputable corrupt conduct while in office." Prosser turned over this email to the liberal watchdog group American Oversight as part of an open records request. Voss appointed a panel of former state Supreme Court justices, including Prosser, to weigh in on potentially impeaching Protasiewicz. In Madison, Robin Colbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The UW system is branding as the Universities of Wisconsin. President Jay Rothman hopes the change will highlight what each campus provides the state.
"And we think our new name, our new identity, best reflects the collective role our 13 public universities play in the economic and social fabric of Wisconsin. We are the Universities of Wisconsin, 13 universities with one mission."
While UW System will remain the legal name, everything else will be shifting to the new branding. The move has the backing of former Governor Tommy Thompson, who served as interim system president prior to Rothman's appointment. First Lady Jill Biden spent her Tuesday with the Menominee Indian Tribe of Wisconsin. Biden first toured the Menominee Tribal Enterprises sawmill and talked about the Menominee Tribe's sustainable forest management.
"So that the tribe can continue to sustainably manage the forest using knowledge that was passed down from generation to generation."
First Lady also visited two area schools and the College of Menominee Nation and attended the college's Women's Empowerment Summit at the Menominee Casino and Convention Center.
"I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan."
"My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. AMDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me."
"For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today."
More trucks in Wisconsin may be going green.
"You already see them on snowplows. Now, a bill from Representative Calvin Callahan would allow green warning lights on utility, telecom, and cooperative vehicles.
The lights can only be used when restoring utility services, or repairing damaged infrastructure, meaning that it is reserved for more dangerous situations.
The bill had a public hearing Tuesday in the Assembly Transportation Committee at the Capitol. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And Wisconsin deer hunters are being asked to keep an eye out for other wildlife this fall. It's part of the DNR's annual Fall Animal Survey. All you have to do is keep track of the other animals you see out in the woods and submit that information to the agency. The program runs off any smartphone or computer. If you want to keep it old school, you can even mail in your results. Find out more online at dnr.wi.gov. Search for Deer Hunter Survey. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
There are no funeral notices for today. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips. It's time once again to check in with Northwoods Realty for today's neighborhood news.
Northwoods Realty, this is Carrie. How can I help you?
Hi, Carrie. Joel here at the radio station. How are we doing today?
Good, Joel. How are you?
Great, great, great. We're looking for some neighborhood news today. Carrie, what do you have to share with us today?
Oh, alrighty. It's been a crazy year. We've added more than 20 new rentals to the vacation rental program and have even more coming soon. Condos and cabins on water, an adorable farmhouse on acreage, Long Lake, Schnur Lake, a couple east of Park Falls, a few west of Phillips, and even one up in Ashland just a few minutes away from the Shawamigan Bay. We have plenty of places on beautiful, crisp snowmobile trails to get ready for a winter trip, and it's never too early to plan for next summer's vacation, too. Visit upnorthvacationlodging.com to see all of our current inventory and book any cabin right online. And if anyone has any questions, Joel, they can reach me here at the Northwoods Realty and Property Management Office. I'm happy to help.
Very good. We'll check in again later, Carrie, for more neighborhood news. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks, Joel. You too.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Great food, great entertainment, all summer long, and an outdoor bar and music venue to enjoy it all at the Badger's Den Sports Bar and Grill on County Road W in Phillips, Wisconsin. Wing it up at the Den with Wing Ding Wednesdays, Thursday steak night featuring 16-ounce ribeyes, Friday fish fry with beer battered parmesan crusted cod, and be sure to stick around for late night happy hour from 8 to midnight with $2 domestics and $5 tall mixers and post recipe pizzas available anytime. at the Badger's Den Sports Bar and Grill on County Road W, where it's never a question of whether or not there's entertainment, but who's playing this weekend.
The black bear hunting season is now over with, but just about every other hunting season is open, with the exception of fur-bearing creatures. But those begin this upcoming weekend on the 14th, including hunting and trapping for coyote, hunting and trapping for fox, hunting and trapping for bobcat, and hunting and trapping for raccoon. And then trapping begins for fishers this upcoming weekend as well. The other trapping seasons begin later for mink and muskrat. It's the following weekend, October 21st is when it begins. And then for otter, it's November 4th. So we are certainly heading into the prime hunting season right now. We've got a major fish feeding period for you happening from 9:15 this morning till 11:15. The minor is 2:45 to 3:45 this afternoon. And the moon is waning crescent. It's new this upcoming weekend, setting this evening at 5:30 and then rising tomorrow morning before 5 o'clock. Our sunrise time is now 7:12. Sunset time this evening is at 6:25. Weather-wise, we've got a lot of cloud cover. Hopefully we'll see some scattered sun. And hopefully today is at least dry, 55 plus for a high with winds light from the northeast. Not too bad. Tonight we'll have mostly clear to partly cloudy skies. Our low drops to around 32. Tomorrow it clouds up again. There is a chance for light rain in the southern half of the state in the afternoon. Should hold off here. Not a bad day with a light northeast breeze, 5 to 12 miles an hour. Our highs at 55. And then we've got rain in the forecast Thursday night and Friday. Stiff northeast winds, highs in the upper 40s. For Saturday and Sunday, look for cloudy, breezy, cool weather with our high each day near 50, lows near 40. There may be some scattered, very light rain or drizzle at times this weekend. Take care. Enjoy the outdoors. I'm Carl Klepotic.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. High temperatures approaching 54 today with mostly cloudy skies. Our winds staying light and variable. Then for tonight, partly to mostly cloudy conditions, some patchy frost possible late with lows to 35. For Thursday, partial sunshine at times, a high of 52 degrees. And then for your Friday, rainy and breezy conditions up to 46. East winds at 15 to 20. Saturday, still a chance for some showers in the upper 40s. For Sunday, a chance for rain in 47. And for Monday, into the upper 40s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 38.
Farmers and ranchers have a lot of choices to make. When it comes to your crop insurance needs, the team at Ag Country Farm Credit Services can simplify it all for you. Ag Country's Optimum tool will compare thousands of options based on information from your farm, which will then be used to find the right policy for your operation. Ask about the Optimum tool by contacting your local Ag Country office. Ag Country, focused on ag, focused on you.
Join us Friday, October 13th for all the fun and excitement of high school football. This week, join us at 7 p.m. on air at 98.3, online at 92country.com, or on the Civic Media mobile app for Washburn hosting Phillips, announced by Jeff Hakenden and Scott Heckman. And also at 7 p.m., join us at 103.1 for the Schwamming and Butternut Mercer co-op team, hosting Northwoods and Solon Springs, announced by Steve Jetland. High school football, brought to you by 98Q Country, local Civic Media radio station.
With SRN Sports, I'm Jeremy House. Major League Baseball, the Texas Rangers sweep themselves into the American League Championship Series. Correspondent Dave Ferry reports.
The Rangers are in the ALCS after completing their second straight playoff sweep, whipping the Orioles 7-1. Nathan Eovaldi allowed a run and five hits over seven innings, fanning seven and walking none.
Once we scored the two runs, I think, in the second inning, and then the other four in the third, it was... For me, my job was to go out there and attack the hitters as much as possible and get as fast of outs.
Up 1-0 following a Corey Seager homer in the bottom of the first, the Rangers put together a five-run second as Mitch Garver belted a two-run double and scored on a three-run homer by Adolis Garcia, chasing Dean Kramer. I'm Dave Ferry.
In the other AL Divisional Series, Houston crushed Minnesota 9-1 to take a 2-1 lead. This is SRN Sports. In the NHL, it was opening night. The Chicago Blackhawks opened their season With a road win, correspondent Josh Roundtree has more.
Peter Mrazek made 38 saves as the Blackhawks rallied from a 2-0 hold to beat the Penguins 4-2. The win came in the NHL debut of Chicago's first overall draft pick, Connor Bedard, who registered an assist on Chicago's first goal.
It's a moment you think of your whole life, and you know how it's passed just like that. So that part of it's sad, but to just have it done, get on with the season and everything for our group is good, and of course to get the win was awesome.
Ryan Donato, Cole Gutman, Jason Dickinson, and Nick Foligno scored for Chicago. Brian Rust and Sidney Crosby for the Penguins. Josh Roundtree, Pittsburgh.
There were two other season openers. One saw Tampa Bay defeating Nashville 5-3, while the defending Stanley Cup champion Vegas Golden Knights down Seattle 4-1. This is SRN Sports.
NBA general managers have given their predictions on which team will win the title this season. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Defending champion Denver and the Boston Celtics selected as co-favorites to hoist the Larry O'Brien Trophy, the Bucks placing third in the balloting. Bucks fell to the Grizzlies in preseason action last night, 108-102 in Memphis. Jay Crowder had 14, Pat Connaughton 13 to lead the Bucks, who are in Los Angeles to face the Lakers on Sunday night. The Brewers, despite a first-round playoff exit, expecting Corbin Burns to return to the team in 2024. He towed the rubber in Game 1 of the National League wildcard series and surrendered four runs over four innings to Arizona.
He's been the guy that we want on the mound in big games, and you know, I'm thrilled that he's here, and so we'll see how it plays out over the course of the offseason, but I would expect him to be a Brewer here next year. We can never close the door on any conversations, as you guys know. I think that's just the reality of where we are, but we know that he is a very, very valuable member of our franchise.
Burns, along with Willie Adames and Brandon Woodruff, will be free agents after next season. GM Matt Arnold also said he hopes Craig Counsell returns to Milwaukee and hopes to work with him for a long time. Packers in their bye week following a 17-13 Monday night loss to the Raiders. They're 2-3 and have dropped two straight. They'll face the Broncos a week from Sunday in Denver. Basketball Badgers have everybody back for the upcoming season, and that's a rarity in college basketball. Greg Gard spoke with reporters at Big Ten Media Day in Minneapolis yesterday.
The fact that they all decided to come back shows me that, you know, they want to be a part of something bigger than themselves. They want to chase the championship, and they've approached it the right way. So that's a credit to them. Because in today's age, to have with the revolving door we see in other places and what the portal numbers are for, you know, like I said, all those guys coming back, that's a huge credit to, I think, what the culture they've helped grow.
Divine Savior Holy Angels capturing their first ever Girls State Golf Championship, edging Wanakee by two strokes. Prescott won the Division II crown. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And checking out some other area sports notes in volleyball action at the Marawood Conference Volleyball Crossover Challenge, which was held in Marathon yesterday. The Phillips Loggers championship match, 3-0 over Stratford. They won 25-17, 25-17, and 25-20 to take the championship. The aggressive serving of the Loggers kept the Stratford team kind of out of sync, and the Loggers served 100%, led by Hallie Lehman with 22 serves and two aces, Ileana Winter following up with 15 serves and two aces, and Allie Williams led with 16 assists. Casey Egerbrecht had 12, and defensively, Casey had 14 digs, and Matea Eckert had 10. Offensively, Matea Eckert with 14 attack kills, and Brooke Eckert with 9. The Loggers improving their season record to 28-4. And their next match will be regionals, as they will play next Tuesday. The seeding meeting was held late last night. So we'll get those brackets to you probably tomorrow morning for the Loggers and Division III. In other results yesterday, the second place match, Wausau Newman topped Prentice 3-1. In the third place match, Athens wins 3-1 over Marathon. In the fourth place match, Wisconsin Rapids topping Abbotsford. In fifth place, Edgar defeated Riblake. In the sixth place match, Auburndale topped Shawamigan. All conference teams were also announced at the event yesterday. The Price County players who received honors, first team, Matea Eckert of Phillips, Casey Egerbrecht of Phillips, Kelly Hakenin, Apprentice, Lydia Harding, Apprentice, and Leah Nell's Apprentice, and second team, Brooke Eckert of Phillips, Emma Dettering of Phillips. Honorable mention went to Ileana Winter of Phillips, Lily Miller of Phillips, Jalen Brunell of Shawamigan, Angelina Bebo of Shawamigan, and Kayla Gillette of Prentice. Congratulations to all. Now, the Division IV brackets are out. As far as regional girls volleyball goes, and the Mercer Tigers get a number one seed. They will await the winner of Mellon and Hurley as they will play coming up on Tuesday. Mellon will travel to Hurley, the eighth seed. Luck, meanwhile, will host Birchwood in that region. Lakota Ray travels to take on Butternut. Butternut, a home match, a four seed. And other action, we'll have Drummond, the three seed, playing host to Solon Springs. Northwood, the 11 seed, will travel to take on South Shore, the six seed. Winter is a seven seed. They'll play host to Siren. And Bayfield, a 15 seed, will travel to Frederick, the two seed. Prentice and Rib Lake are in a different regional. Prentice getting a number one seed. They'll await the winner of Clear Lake and Owen Withy. Rib Lake garnering a six seed. And Rib Lake will be in action coming up on Tuesday as they will play host to Flambeau. Again, Division III will be announced today. We'll share those with you tomorrow. We have the links to the volleyball brackets at 98qcountry.com under the sports score tab. The Butternut Middle School girls, they traveled to Mercer to play a young and scrappy Mercer Tiger team last night, and they were able to control the tempo and steadily pull away and got a 44-13 win in the seventh grade game. The eighth graders were solid again in limited action, and it was just one game, seventh and eighth, 44-13 the final. And the Butternut girls get the win. Gianna Nearing led the way with 18 and a number of nice assists. Ella Kohler and Olivia Hammond added seven each, seven and six rather, respectively, in a group led by some sixth graders. Also, Bailey Pritzel at 8 points, and seventh grader Brooklyn Tremel with five. They continue their good defensive play and hard work. So Butternut goes to 12-2 on the year, and they will travel to Drummond coming up on Friday. And that is a check of your 98 Q Country Sports.
Okay, so I am a millennial, but I am an elder. The landline. When I was a young girl, I once sent a text message from a sidekick. I remember when Skechers were invented. They were ugly then. In high school, we danced to a band called Sugar Ray.
Big hits, big hits from big stars like
Brad Paisley,
Toby Keith,
Carrie Underwood,
all day long.
98Q Country.
If your kiss turned me to stone, I'd be a statue standing tall in ancient Rome. And if your touch shattered me like glass, I'd be in pieces trying to make the breaking last. If it took one look to turn my days to night, at least I'd have the stars that sparkle in your eyes. There's just some things that leave a man no choice, like a compass needle needing its true north. Even if I knew yours. Like a compass needle needing its true north. Even if I knew the day we met you'd be the reason this heart breaks. Oh, I love you anyway. Even if I knew the day we met you'd be the reason this heart breaks. Oh, I love you anyway.
Country. Online at 98qcountry.com. Yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Here comes that sun coming up. On this Gulf Coast town, we've had one hell of a time, but our time is running out. You're about to head back north, I'm about to head back west, but I gotta get this off my sunburned chest. I swear, I think this thing we got could go somewhere. Girl, I've never gone to Jacksonville, Georgia, but after holding you all night, I wanna. Is this ain't a margarita, can I get your number? Meet me by the water, text hooking up, see you next summer. Town boys can't wait for you to get back. They're probably standing in line. Go ahead and tell them all that you met somebody at the beach and didn't want to say goodbye. Let's add one more on that population sign. Yeah, girl, I've never gone to Jacksonville, Georgia, but after holding you all night, I wanna. Cause this ain't a margarita, can I get your number? Kiss you like I'm kissing you right here. Girl, I've never gone to Jacksonville, Georgia, but after holding you all night, I wanna. This ain't a margarita, can I get your number? Meet me by the water, text, hook it up, see you next summer.
Morgan Wallen. Yeah, I love the new country.
Red Hot Country.
Baby, I still see you cutting up the floor to a sorority t-shirt, the same one you wore when we were
Supply of country music now. Austin, you know who Air Supply is?
I don't, actually.
Oh, man. And I'm getting old. And I'm getting old. All right. It's a Wednesday morning. Go on YouTube. Put in, like, Air Supply, and you'll see what I mean. They're a male-male duet, and they were really good. Mm. They're really good. Dan and Shay remind me of them. It's a compliment. Kind of a backhanded compliment, but it is a compliment nonetheless. It's a Wednesday. It's 11th of October, 10-11 of 23. We might actually see the sun today, Austin. We might actually. How about that?
Man, I hope so.
Yeah, you can see it a little bit out there in the east. It's kind of working a little bit.
It's been a miserable few days, though.
Yeah, the cool is all right and stuff, but just give us every once in a while, we need a little sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
Need a little sun. And you know how vital it is to people's happiness and existence, because when we take our dog outside to do his duty and the sun is shining, he will just sit there. He'll just pick a spot. He'll just sit there and he'll just look right up.
Mm-hmm.
And just absorb the sun. Mm-hmm. And animals know too.
They're photosynthesizing.
Yeah, exactly. So we may see a mix of clouds and sun, and 52 today. We're not going to get much above 50 here. Ugh. for the foreseeable future. We could use just one blast of like 70 for a couple of days before we get into the depths of winter here. Please.
I wish.
Just one little blast would be nice.
Just one to remind us of what we're missing.
Next weekend, I'm going down to the to bask in the glory and warmth and sunshine of Des Moines, Iowa. Has anybody ever said that before? I don't know. Hang on. Need out. I was looking at the forecast a week from tomorrow. I'm going down to Des Moines, Iowa, and it's supposed to be like 65 or 68. I'll take that.
Lucky them.
I'll take that. We have a very special interview coming up today. Two of them, actually. We're going to talk with Carl Klopotic. This is the final time Carl will join us. He is retiring as of Friday.
Good for him.
Yeah, so we're sad to see him go, but happy for him. And we'll chat with him at 8:30. We're going to talk about something that is very historic to people here in northern Wisconsin, and it's about the Spooner. It's called Destination Spooner Sectional Basketball, 1972 to 1990. Now, back before they split up the basketball into several different divisions, I think there's five now, four or five, there used to be A, B, and C, and C was a small school, and the champions of the northern division would always meet in Spooner for the right to go to Madison and to go to state. And I remember very well. I was involved in a school that was Destination Spooner. So Lewis, Carl Kumpula will join us. He is from Spooner, and he has written a book about this. And he will be at the Lewis A. Koenig Research Center on Saturday with the book and available for you to purchase. And he'll sign them too. So we're going to talk a little bit about Spooner sectional basketball. I'm going to see if he remembers 1984. That would have been the year that I was a senior and was venturing to get to Spooner. Didn't make it, but I'm sure he remembers it very well. He'll roll his eyes like you are right now. So we'll chat with him at 8:45 here this morning. All right. What else is going on? Anything important?
I don't know. I don't have my papers in front of me.
All right. Your car going okay now? You got your power steering figured out in your car?
No, I don't.
You don't have
it
figured out?
Got an appointment scheduled for next week.
All right. So it's not just a belt. It's not just the fluid. It's something more than that, huh?
We're thinking one of the hoses broke.
Oh, the old broken hose. Yeah. So you can still drive it, but you just got to.
Yeah. I mean, I can still drive it. It's no issue.
You just got to go slow and crank it.
Yeah. I just have to make sure I don't try to turn in front of people.
Yeah, because it's going to take a while, right? You got you're going and going and going and going.
The way a friend of mine described it, that thing is a yacht.
Yeah.
It's a boat.
Could you imagine the days before power steering? I mean,
my uncle actually said that that car right now steers worse than the cars that didn't originally have power steering.
I would guess there was probably, you're right. I'm sure when they put power steering in, some of the mechanisms are probably changed, or the original, because I remember driving a 66 white Ambassador Rambler, and it did not have power steering, but it wasn't horrible. I mean, you just had to lean into it a little. You had to have a little something going to the right and left when you turned. That was it. Mm-hmm. So I would guess you're right. It's probably worse because something's missing out of there.
Yeah, it's not meant to not have power steering.
Exactly. All right, so let's cover some. We got a lot of community events going on around the area. There's a big family fall fest going on with Victory Christian Center in Phillips on Saturday. Lots of community events to talk about. We'll get to those during Reality Radio. We will also do some birthdays. So if you got birthdays, anniversaries, 715-762-3221. Today is National Take Your Parent to Lunch Day today. Take Your Parents to Lunch Day today. Today is also National Fossil Day today. I don't know if they intentionally put those two together. Are you able to recognize a fossil if you're outside and you're like for some reason digging or something? Do you have the ability to say, "Hey, look, a fossil"?
I mean, I would think they'd be pretty distinguishable from the other surrounding rocks.
My wife can pick them out when we're on the shore, the Lake Superior shore or something, and there's a rock with something, a fossil. She'll be like, "Hey, look, a fossil." I'm like, "It's like a rock to me." I guess I've never really paid attention that much, but they can be kind of cool. A lot of Taylor Swift fans are saying that they are experiencing a unique type of amnesia where they cannot remember the concert. They go to the concert, they come home, and they can't remember it. They say they're an amnesia. Huh. From that, I don't know if this is a Men in Black thing. Look into the light when you walk out of the concert. Are they like, "Look into the light" as you walk by?
Swift is testing her new weapons for world domination.
I think it's working. whatever she's testing, it's working because she's got a hold on a lot of people. I mean,
first the concerts, next the world.
Next the world, yes. You don't remember going to my concert and you want to come again. That's right. But what people do remember, of course, is when they look at their bank accounts, they see all the money gone out of there. And
yeah.
They do remember that. But I paid $500 for something I can't remember.
I've also heard that in one of the cities where Swift had a concert, it created the equivalent of a 2.3 magnitude earthquake.
Really?
Yep.
Like people jumping up and down inside.
I think just like the vibrations from it created the equivalent of one.
Yeah. It's nuts. If our listeners aren't familiar with it, it is a Beatles and Elvis type frenzy around her with certain pockets. I guess it's a lot of, I guess I don't want to categorize, but what I've heard, it is a lot of females from teens through 30s.
Yeah.
But there are other... that's not everybody, but
there are the demographics.
Yeah, that is very a predominant. I mean, you can look at the people who are at the concert, I guess, and get a pretty good idea. But yeah, it's I don't know. I guess you always shake your head at this. You shake your head at things that are very popular, and you're like, okay, why? Mm-hmm. I mean, she's good, obviously. She's very good, but why all of a sudden? She's been around for a lot of years. Mm-hmm. She's been around for what? 20 years, I think?
Something like that, yeah.
Performing, and all of a sudden, in the last 2 years, all of a sudden, just...
Yep.
She's Elvis. I mean, she is.
The weapons are working.
Yeah, I don't want to insult Elvis fans, but no. She's to that status of popularity, where she just creates a frenzy wherever she goes.
Mm-hmm.
And she could announce a concert today in Atlanta, Georgia, and ticket sales would go on sale at noon, and they'd be gone at 12:05. Mm-hmm. I mean, just boom, they would just be gone. Crazy, crazy numbers. And a lot of it due to fans, but also somewhat now driven by resale, too.
True.
And that people will go in and resell. But even without that, I think it's safe to say that they'd be gone. So.
Yeah, she's got the level of like popularity surrounding her where even the rumor of a concert could start a frenzy.
Exactly. And not only are the venues selling out where she's playing, like when she played at U.S. Bank Stadium last summer, in Minneapolis, not only the venue itself, but outside. they have to prepare for all of the people that are just going to be outside of the concert, just listening, just catching an ear of what's going on inside. And literally, there's twice as many people outside of the venue as there is inside the venue. It's just absolutely nuts. Taylor Swift, she's an alien. I'm going to go with that. She's just an alien.
What if your life story was a new podcast series? Would it be comedy, an action-packed thrill ride? No matter what genre, State Farm is there for your what-ifs, which means they help keep your life story from becoming a mystery. Because when you've got questions like, what if my policy doesn't cover this? They've got answers. You can reach them 24/7, file a claim on the State Farm mobile app, or simply call your agent to ask what's on your mind. It's how insurance plays a supporting role, no matter your story. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call or go to statefarm.com for a quote today.
Start Battery Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get up to a $25 gift card after rebate with the purchase of select SuperStart batteries. Our professional parts people will test your old battery for free and recommend the right battery for your vehicle. For power, performance, and reliability, choose SuperStart batteries only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Join us Friday, October 13th for all the fun and excitement of high school football. This week, join us at 7 p.m. on air at 98.3, online at 92country.com, or on the Civic Media mobile app for Washburn Hosting Phillips, announced by Jeff Hakenin and Scott Heckman. And also at 7 p.m., join us at 103.1 for the Schwamming and Butternut Mercer Co-op team, hosting Northwoods and Solon Spring, announced by Steve Jetland. High school football, brought to you by 98Q Country, local Civic Media radio station.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. High temperatures approaching 54 today with mostly cloudy skies. Our winds staying light and variable. Then for tonight, partly to mostly cloudy conditions, some patchy frost possible late with lows to 35. For Thursday, partial sunshine at times, a high of 52 degrees. And then for your Friday, rainy and breezy conditions up to 46. East winds at 15 to 20. Saturday, still that chance for some showers in the upper 40s. For Sunday, a chance for rain in 47. And for Monday, into the upper 40s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, 34 degrees.
Brand new country.
The type of music we like.
Turn it up.
98Q Country.
Sure.
Sometimes it's hard for me to understand, but you're teaching me to be a better man. I don't want to take this life for granted like I used to do.
Your hand under my shirt.